Right now, we welcome in Mark Nicholson joining us to discuss his reelection campaign for North Platte Public School Board of Education. Mark, good to see you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking time for us. It's been a little while since we've seen you in the studio for our Board of Education meeting updates and recaps. And for those that are unaware, you and your fellow elected officials have a rotation that you guys join us on the heels of every Board of Education meeting the morning after with the administrator from the North Platte Public School District, either Dr. Hansen or Mr. Simpson, along with the communications director, Tina Smith. So a lot of our listeners are very familiar with you, as you've been doing that for a number of years with us. And take us back to your initial election. When were you officially elected initially, Mark?
I was elected in 2018, first served in 2019. So okay. January 1st, 2019 was my first day on the job. So.
And what prompted you to decide to run for the school board?
The seat was open at the time, and I thought, you know, I can contribute here to this community, and I can maybe make a difference within the school district, which is something I strongly believe in, public schools. So I put my name out there. You know, I ran a little campaign, and I won. So, you know, felt very fortunate that the voters picked me, and I just have been trying to live up to that ever since.
Mm-hmm. And getting even further back, you're a North Platte native, if memory serves correctly.
I am not, actually.
Oh, you're not. I thought you were. Are you a graduate of the system?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm a graduate of Twin Valley Public Schools, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
And if those familiar, it's now Southwest Public Schools down there. I'm originally from in between Lebanon and Wilsonville, Nebraska, which are really small towns. Lebanon, honestly, is all but gone at this point. But that's originally where I'm from. I went there to Chatham State to college, to UNL to college, where I got 2 degrees I don't use anymore. And
well, now, wait a minute. You use them.
I still use them. Yeah. I've intellectually divorced myself from them. But, yeah, no, it's funny. I was listening to the other two interviews for candidates, and it's funny. Like, all three of us started out with education degrees, and none of us teach public school right now. I didn't end up getting an education degree. I shifted before I got done. But that's how we all – I mean, I think it says a lot about – you know, we're talking about teacher shortages and stuff right now. All of us started out that way.
Yep.
None of us are doing it.
Yeah.
It's a common theme. You know, how maybe have we treated that profession, unfortunately? It just wasn't that appealing for us when we looked at the what we were going to get out of it, unfortunately.
And you're a history buff, too. You went into some history research.
Yeah, right? I have an academic history degree from Chatham State and then a master's degree from UNL. So I consider myself more than a buff. I have taught college courses online, so I've been Professor Nicholson at a certain point, which I always thought sounded super pretentious when students call me that. I'm like, you just call me Mark. I'm fine. Fine with Mark. I don't need to be professor. But, yeah, I have taught online college courses, Western Civ and U.S. History. So
what brought you to North Platte, Mark?
I was looking for a job, and the railroad was hiring. And so that's, you know, in 2007, I came here, took this job. And I met because I hadn't spent a lot of time in North Platte up to that point in my life. You know, we lived around the McCook area. That's where we spent our time.
Sure. That's the retail hub, if you will, for southwest Nebraska.
Yeah, it is. And so that's where we were. And, you know, we had relatives eastern part of the state. So I really hadn't been here till then. So, you know, I've slowly acclimated. I've become a member of this community, you know, 15 years now I've been here. And this is where I live now. This is my home. And this is the place I want to contribute positively to.
Your first term on the board is reaching its conclusion.
Yes.
You've decided to officially run for re-election. But let's talk about your first term coming to its conclusion on the board. When you think back to that first term, Mark, what are you most excited about that the board's accomplished or that you've been a part of personally? There's been some big things in this first term.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some real big things. I mean, clearly the latest thing is hiring a new superintendent, which we had to do. I mean, you know, we've built a lot of momentum over the last few years in terms of programs added through grants and other things, and the internship program, and you know, the preschool up at Buffalo, and moving down to 3 and 4 year old education, which we're slowly getting into through grants and other things, and expanding the overall ability of North Platte Public Schools to educate our kids. You know, that's at the end of the day our one true goal, is educating the kids of North Platte Public Schools, no matter what kind of socioeconomic background they come from, no matter what they are. You know, they are to be educated by us. And so no matter what that takes, if that means we start them at 3, you know, if that means we got to get you an internship at the hospital, whatever we need to do, and we've been doing those things for the last 4 years, despite some tumultuous times, and honestly, my first 4 years on the board, it seems like every year there's been some sort of crisis, but we have got through those things, and, you know, hopefully going through with Dr. Rhodes now, starting this summer, we can continue to push forward on those very positive things.
And hiring a new superintendent, too, for the school district, very unique situation, too, George. Not something that's done very often. Not something that every school board member gets the opportunity to interview an individual for.
Well, yeah, it kind of depends on the situation, doesn't it, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Dr. Hanson been here 7 years.
I think that's correct.
Something
yes.
like that. So, you know, I guess I don't know exactly what the average tenure of a superintendent in Nebraska is, or at a Class A school, maybe it'd be more appropriate. But
yeah,
I'd say probably 5 to 10 years. It would be kind of.
That's probably correct. It's probably in that ballpark. Yeah.
That was an interesting process. A lot mm-hmm. of people were involved in that.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we had community members, we had teachers, we had.
Administrators,
yeah, at the school.
You know, I mean, that interview was a full-day thing for the four candidates who ended
yeah,
up coming in.
The four finalists.
Yeah, the four finalists. Yeah, we had a whole list of people. Naturally, I can't tell you who they were for their privacy. But,
sure.
You know, we pared it down to the four, and they would come in, and they would go to the buildings. They would talk to the teachers. They would talk to the community. They would talk to administrators, and wrapped up by talking to the board. And we took input from all those people when deciding, you know, who we were going to pick for that job. And I felt like we made the best decision we could, you know, and I have a lot of confidence that Dr. Rhodes will come in as a strong superintendent for this school district.
And I was inspired to see that this was a job that received several qualified candidates. We know of the four, but we don't know who they were, but we do know there were other individuals that did apply for this job outside of the four.
Oh, yes.
So there was strong interest.
Oh, yeah. There was. I don't remember the exact number. I think it's 11 or something like that. Qualified candidates for the position, and we had to pare that back to four, which was a little bit difficult, and
mm-hmm.
took a 2 or 3 hour meeting where we did that, you know, of course, behind closed doors, because to protect the interests of the people who applied.
Sure, sure. Delicate information, that's mm-hmm. for sure. So, again, we have Mark Nicholson joining us, discussing his reelection campaign for North Platte Public School Board of Education. And Mark, if reelected, if your constituents decide to reelect you this upcoming election, tell us what you want to accomplish if you continue to serve.
So what I would really like to accomplish is, you know, just continuing a lot of the programs we've been doing, you know, post-pandemic, I think we're getting past this now. I really believe this is just about over. So there's education catch-up we have to do. You know, we have the ESSER's funds to do that, and hopefully we can continue to get those kids, you know, brought back up to where they should have been before all this. You know, 2020 was my second year on the board, and, you know, a huge crisis that took place. And so we definitely want to get through that and catch those kids up to the point where they should be. And then, of course, then we got to, you know, more of that early education thing that we're already working on. Seeing what's going to happen with the incoming businesses in this town, does that, you know, increase our school population significantly? How do we deal with that? You know, where do we put those kids at?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the capacity for a large influx of kids? And honestly, we've already talked about those things as a board, and we feel like we do have that capacity to handle an influx, you know, up to a certain extent. You know, you're just like 10-20%. Yeah, we're pretty solid, we feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the challenges going forward. And of course, the challenge always being, you know, almost all the superintendent candidates said, you have really good scores for your demographics. And I don't know if people picked up on what that means, but it means that our poverty level is pretty high here at North Platte Public Schools. And so, you know, we have to deal with that. And I commend all the people at our schools who deal with the issues that kid, you know, if kid comes in, hasn't had enough to eat, doesn't have enough transportation, clothes, whatever, how are you going to educate that kid? And we have Randy Busher and Jay Johnson at the school who they deal with that on a daily basis, and they deal with it extremely well. They do their best, and mm-hmm. it's a lot of pressure to put on the public school system, but it's something we have to, you know, from the board all the way down to the teachers, have to deal with every single day. But it makes a big difference if we can educate those kids and give them a chance going forward. That's what we need to do, and that's something we always have to focus on.
Absolutely. And worth mentioning as well that, unfortunately, this isn't an issue that's just isolated the North Platte Public School District.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is an issue that's going on nationwide, and I would say worldwide, too.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And without another social safety net, it's the public schools that get this pressure, and it's our job by default, essentially, to handle it. And so we do. We do our best.
Now, Mark, if there's anybody out there that wants to learn more about your campaign or your candidacy ahead of the election in May, how can they discuss that with you and learn more?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Mark D. Nicholson. That's pretty much it. You just type that in. You should get me, I'd assume. I don't think there's not a lot of Mark D. Nicholsons running around.
At least not locally.
Well, I actually like to work with a guy whose name is Mark D. Nicholson, but he spells it different. So.
Okay.
you know, and there's my email through the school board. You can always contact me. You know, I have no problem answering a pretty straightforward question. Naturally, you always be careful because I can't talk to the other five members, and so I don't you know, try to make decisions for them.
You can't speak for them, but you can speak for yourself.
I can speak for myself. That's as much as I can do. Yeah, yep. I can tell you this is how I feel about it, and I can't necessarily say what they would say. So,
Mark, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just that I would really like to be reelected. I feel like I've done a pretty good job for my first 4 years, you know, and I feel like I can do more going forward because I've learned a lot about being on the school board. I had some knowledge. My dad was on the school board when I was growing up, so I knew what it entailed going into it. But, you know, I went to a D2 school. This is an A school, and there are big differences, honestly.
Sure, sure.
And I have learned about those differences, and I feel like there's more I can do as I have educated myself better on this school district and what it really needs going forward.
Mark, very much appreciate the time. Best of luck on the campaign trail, sir.
Thank you.